Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all, to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship on this third Sunday of the Epiphany season. We continue to give thanks to God for the revelation of Jesus, the child born in Bethlehem, as the Christ, the Son of God. And in our gospel reading today, we see Jesus perform the first of his miracles, turning water into wine at the wedding in Cana. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, the family of God, as we open our hearts to God in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, mighty God and Prince of Peace, Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Son of God and Son of Mary, Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, Word made flesh and splendour of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness sustain us by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. After his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley. And King Melchizedek of Salem brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. He blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, maker of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And Abram gave him 1/10 of everything. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 128. May the Lord bless you all the days of your life. Happy is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labour of your hands. You shall be happy, and it shall go well with you. May the Lord bless you all the days of your life. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you all the days of your life. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. May the Lord bless you all the days of your life. A reading from the book of Revelation. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, "Alleluia! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints." The angel said to me, "Write this: Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb." And he said to me, These are true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him, and he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Speak, Lord, your children are listening. You bring the message of eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, They have no wine. And Jesus said to her, Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Now standing there were six stone water jars from the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, Fill the jars with water. And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward. So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now. Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In St. John's Gospel, just 4 days after his baptism, during which time Jesus has already called his first disciples, we see Jesus as a guest at a wedding in Cana. He arrives with his disciples, and his mother, Mary, is also a guest. We are still at the very beginning of Jesus' public ministry. And this is very evident in his reaction to hearing the news from his mother that the host had run out of wine. Woman, said Jesus, what has that to do with me? Jesus seems reluctant to get involved, yet Mary has complete faith in her son. Completely ignoring him, Mary tells the servants, Do whatever he tells you. Jesus tells them to fill the water jars with water, and when they draw the water, they find that it has changed into wine, and not just any wine, but the best wine. The changing of water into wine at the wedding in Cana is the first of Jesus' miracles. The first time that we see the power of the divine, the glory of God at work in Jesus. Coming so near to the beginning of his public ministry, John emphasizes in his gospel just how important an event this is. First, there is Mary, his mother, who notices the potential embarrassment of the host as the wine runs out. She is the one who alerts Jesus to the problem. She is the one who tells the servants, "Do what he tells you." Here we see Mary living out her vocation of pointing the way to her son. It is a vocation that she continues to exercise, praying for us in heaven, standing at the foot of the cross, pointing our attention up to her son who hangs there for us and telling us to listen to him, to do whatever he tells us. When we call to Jesus, he will hear our cries and he will answer us, just as he answered the needs of the host at the wedding feast. When the old wine of life seems to run dry, when we feel anxious, afraid, overwhelmed, when something seems missing from our lives, if we turn to him and do as he tells us, he will fill us and lift us with the new wine of his love as the Holy Spirit makes his home in us. He will make us whole again, and free us to live our lives to the full. Jesus will feed us with himself, the true new vine, not by changing water into wine, but by changing bread and wine into his body and blood in the sacrament of Holy Communion. His gift to us, the food of our souls, by which he pours the wine of new life into us, doing as he tells us, "Do this in remembrance of me." For the miracle of the Eucharist is foreseen in the miracle of Cana. At Cana, the glory of God is revealed. We have seen that glory. Let us live rejoicing in the light that lightens the world, the glory of the light which is Jesus Christ. In the words of our first hymn, God in man made manifest. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world. We pray for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. Pour through your Church the good wine of your mercy and love on all who come to you, that all may know your saving power. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of war, violence, and oppression. We pray especially for the people of the Ukraine and for the people of Israel and Gaza. We pray for those suffering the effects of natural disaster. We pray especially for the people of southwestern Iceland. And we pray for those suffering through famine or drought. May the nations work together to ensure that all who thirst and all who hunger are satisfied. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we be faithful and committed to one another. May the wine of your love be poured through us to all among whom we live and work. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for all who are sick, for those who are bereaved. We pray for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our Saviour Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of glory, you nourish us with your word, who is the bread of life. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that through us the light of your glory may shine in all the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Getligear, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy, peaceful and happy week to come. And I do hope that very much that you'll be able to join us once again for another service of home worship next Sunday morning. The Lord be with you. Christ, the Son of God, gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Stay.